We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the end of 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 the show show. It's the show show. Well, all right. High tempo today. Hi. Oh, good morning. Hi there. Is it morning where you're listening? Maybe not. I don't know. Hi to you. I'm Gregor. This is the end of the show show. It's Gregor's end of the show show. Hi and welcome, where we round up what happened in the news and in the science world and on the internet, then make dumb jokes about it. Mainly stream of consciousness, really, if we're being honest. I'm Gregor. I'm host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk, we do news, we do sports, all the standard stuff you would get from somebody that was filling your head full of lies every morning. Alright, I'm sorry. I don't know what my problem is. I do know what my problem is. I think I have a head cold and I have to go to the dentist on the same day. Am I not supposed to go to the dentist with a head cold? That's the big question. I've got what is it called? Post-nasal drip, where there's like that one spot that's like right behind where your nose goes. The hole in your nose goes in and it's like, ha ha, you're going to feel terrible in this one spot about the size of a sticker. I guess I'm not alone. A lot of people have this. Nothing like that weird conversation where you're peeing next to a guy. And he goes, yeah, my wife just had that. Our midday host is out with that. Our afternoon guy, he's got it too. I'm like, oh no, am I actually sick? I can't be sick. I got things to do, like karate and martial arts and stuff. Then he told me that I should watch the Russian doping documentary called Icarus. Yeah, I still got soccer from the weekend to watch. Here's something for you. I root for a team in the English Premier League called Arsenal. They're a nice team. I enjoy watching them play or whatever. They're actually very frustrating and have been terrible for forever. Despite spending a gazillion dollars, they can't get it done. Anyway, there's an American kid called Christian Pulisic. He's like the best American player, probably. Don't fight me on that. But he now plays for a rival of Arsenal. And since I'm not from London and I just picked Arsenal at random, am I allowed to also like their rival? Like, imagine if you weren't from America and you moved to Seattle, or you like lived in Germany and you're like, I like the Seattle Seahawks randomly. But then like some German person started playing in the NFL. This would probably work better with basketball. Say that you lived 15 years ago in Germany and you're like, I like the Seattle Seahawks. That's Sean Kemp. Go get him. And then suddenly Dirk Nowitzki starts playing wherever he started. Let's just pretend like it was Dallas. Can you then like both of those teams? Is that okay? Because that's where I'm at right now. The answer is yes. You can do whatever you want. Screw everybody. I'm in control of my own life. I'm just always curious about that. Okay. Well, anyway, this is a really pointless thing, but we should talk about something that's actually significant for somebody. How about bumping off a country song from the number one spot in all of music right now? Someone that we play on The End.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Big old massive congrats to Billie Eilish. She's number one for Bad Guy. It's her first ever number one single, taken from the 2019 debut album When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Also, it knocked off Lil Nas X's streak 19 consecutive weeks at that top spot, which was, in itself, an all-time record. Billie Eilish, not even old enough to buy spray paint or lottery tickets or vote, already has a number one single. Whew. The government's dumping $10 million into Shake Alert. Whew, delicious sounding. It's a system for detecting imminent earthquakes. The initial thing that's in place right now gives those with a connection, i.e. researchers, a 10-second warning. 10 seconds? No wonder they need more money.
You just got news.
Why are we going through an anti-conservation movement right now? Trying to gut the EPA and trying to stop protecting things on the earth. Like, I just...
I'll never understand that. Like, I guess it's the scope. It's why people think there's a flat Earth or whatever. It's the scope of things. If you're like, so what if all the orcas die? They're just orcas, whatever. I gotta make money off of drilling something or whatever. It's like, you wouldn't just pick a corner of your house and then just keep crapping in it until the whole room was full, right? Because you'd like end up dying of disease, so there'd be unintended consequences other than smell. And so, when we like don't take care of the orcas or we let the endangered things go extinct or whatever, biological diversity goes down, suddenly you just got a planet full of feces. Or like, I guess it's probably our lack of fundamental understanding of science or whatever. I guess I didn't really know about it, like what the greenhouse effect is and stuff, like what that actually means and how it's been studied throughout the solar system. You just hear it and go, no, I'm the authority on it. I read about a thing. I just will never understand how we're like the Mother Nature or the Earth or the solar system doesn't give a crap if we survive or not. It's like there's no like motivation to keep us going. But like, I care. I've got a kid and I want him to not die. You know what I mean? Like, we got to keep the Earth functioning the way that we need it so we can stay here without having to, like, have a dystopian world. What's the one with the Mad Max? I didn't watch the new one. I started to on a plane. It was too tense for me. So, like, there's orcas and they're, like, dying in the waters because they're not getting enough salmon, and we're probably the reason why they're not getting enough salmon, and that's stupid. And, like, whatever the organization is that watches out over the orcas, they're like, hey, could we just limit whale watching from, like, the prime months where they need to get fat, which happen to be the prime months where we go whale watching? Like, if we could just do, like, June through September where they just get to eat and not be, like, scared off by boats or not be confused with their echolocation or however they... I just assume they're, like, dolphins. That's how they hunt. Whatever it is. Can you get on board with that? Could you be like, yeah, we're going to take a break from whale watching, and I feel awful for the people who make their living off of that. But, like, we got to figure out some sort of compromise. You know, we can use a telescope to see Pluto. Why don't we just get a kick-ass, like, scope so we can look at the orc? I don't know. Let's just go to space.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
It's time for NASA news!
NASA announced plans to land a robot on the moon in just 2 years. They announce a rocket that could get it there, too? No? Alright, settle down. Since it's not a human going there with the neediness of life support and food and pee bags and stuff, they can use the existing Delta V rocket just fine. Though they are, like, several years behind on the thing that's going to get humans to the moon later. In other NASA news, we're sending a probe to Europa. What, did the space agency just graduate college? Gonna put a little backpack on there and buy a train pass? No, not Europe, dummy. The ocean moon of Jupiter. You see, Jupiter lies just beyond the solar system's ice line, meaning that the watery world trapped in its massive gravity is covered in a shell. But under there is liquid water. And it's liquid thanks to the same gravitational forces I just mentioned that cause internal tectonics. And it's so great it generates heat. NASA suspects we could see the building blocks of life there, so we're gonna go and check it out. I bet you NASA's secretly looking for pirate gold. And finally, with all the talk of renewable energy getting cheaper than old school methods, don't give up on oil just yet. Dino juice could once again be put to use in a greener way thanks to a new method that economically sucks the hydrogen out of oil without having to burn it. Then they can use it to power our lives. Hydrogen is touted as being pollution-free and the next big thing. Pollution-free. Sounds too good to be true. Like pirate gold!
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
This has been a weird one. I don't know what to tell you. If you made it this far, you're a real champ. I appreciate you for that, champ. Just wrap it up. All right. That's the end of the show.
End of the show.
End of the show. Eat the humans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.